When Srila Prabhupada left, Srila Tamalakrishna Goswami was the elder brother who took charge of all the arrangements after Prabhupada left. And we were free to just, you know, remember Srila Prabhupada and cry. But when I came last time, I had to be the older brother, and I felt his presence very strongly in his service. I didn't feel his separation so much. But this time, you're all so strong. I'm just so impressed with all of you. You're all so strong. It's like you're carrying the whole show. And I guess maybe, you know, I'm free to feel this separation more. When I was here for his Vyasa Puja in 1999, I spoke about my association with him beginning from the beginning. And somehow today I thought of speaking of the last time when he came to visit me in Santa Barbara. And in particular, one walk we took together. He wanted to take a walk by the seaside, and he asked if there was any place that had a boardwalk. But there was no such place. We would have had to walk on the sand, which he didn't want to do. So finally he said, there is one beach where there's a sidewalk alongside it, next to the road. So we went there, and we walked up, and we came to a certain place, and Goswami Maharaj wanted to have a little picnic. So we had brought some prasad, and we sat down. And from where we were sitting, Goswami Maharaj noticed a man on the beach with a dog. And the man was throwing a ball into the ocean. And the dog was going into the ocean, fighting against the waves, you know, desperately trying to get the ball. And then he'd bring the ball back to the and deposit it at the feet of the master. And then immediately the master would pick up the ball and throw it out to sea again, and the dog would do the same thing. So Goswami Maharaj commented how faithful the dog was and how devoted the dog was to the master. That even though the dog didn't like to go in the ocean, he said, by nature dogs don't actually like to, you know, swim out to sea, fight against the waves, but the dog was so devoted to the master that he did it. And as soon as he brought the ball back, the master would throw it out to sea again. At the time I was struck by how attuned Goswami Maharaj was to the psychology of the dog. The only other person who is so attuned to the psychology of animals that I knew was Srila Prabhupada. And I just kept it in my mind. Then after Goswami Maharaj left, and I came here and then went back to Santa Barbara, I wanted to sort of go on a pilgrimage to the place where we'd walked. And so I was walking there, and of course I remembered all the little incidents there. And of course today, as the devotees were speaking about being the dog of the spiritual master, I realized how Goswami Maharaj's appreciation of the dog was an indirect statement about his own mood of service, that he was so devoted to Srila Prabhupada and so faithful that even though Srila Prabhupada gave him so many difficult assignments, you know, he thought nothing of them. He just went, you know, in pursuit of the ball that Prabhupada wanted, fighting against all the waves. And he brought the ball back and deposited it at Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, and then Srila Prabhupada would send him out again on another mission. But, so from time to time I'd go back to the same place and walk and think of Goswami Maharaj. And once, as I was there, there's a part of the walk where the incline is quite steep and you have to work to climb it. So at the time I was thinking of Goswami Maharaj, at the same time I was thinking of some internal issue, and also struggling to climb the hill. And when I got to a certain point, somehow I got the answer. And when I got the answer, I sort of heard a voice from within my heart saying, you don't have to go all the way up to the end of the path. You know, you got what I wanted you to get, and you can turn back now. And then I got the realization that that was what Srila Prabhupada had done with Goswami Maharaj. That Goswami Maharaj was climbing, you know, a steep and difficult path. But at a certain point, he had realized what Prabhupada wanted him to realize, and he had achieved what Prabhupada wanted him to achieve. And Prabhupada didn't want him to suffer, because to continue with the path, he would have done it and he would have reached the end. But to continue on the path would have meant, you know, a lot of suffering and a lot of austerity. And Srila Prabhupada didn't want him to have to suffer anymore. So that was my realization then of why Srila Prabhupada called him then. But still, you know, I've been missing him so much since I got here. And also feeling weak physically, and Yudhisthira Prabhu was perceptive. He saw me sit down and he, you know, he approached me, said, you know, do you need to take some rest? And actually I did. I was fighting it, but I actually did. And then he took me over to his place. And I did take some rest. But when I was at his place, I saw he had a picture of Mother Kirtita. And just as he was leaving to come back here, I noticed the picture. And I took some time to look at it. And, you know, then I just felt like so much separation from her. And I felt, you know, my mother has left me. And I looked at Goswami Maharaj's picture. My best friend has left me. So then I was saying, you know, how am I going to go on? But then coming back here and hearing all the devotees speak so nicely, and then thinking about how sensitive Yudhisthira Prabhu was to my needs, like Goswami Maharaj was, you know, I felt that yes, you know, we can feel his presence in the association of his friends and followers. Although there's a gap in a way, but I'm sure he's pleased with all of you, and that's the main thing. That's what we live for, the pleasure of the Guru. And as Srila Prabhupada wrote to one of his disciples who was feeling separation from him, even in his presence, that if you go on following my instructions, the feelings of separation will transform into transcendental bliss. And I'm sure that will happen. And eventually happen in such a conclusive way that the bliss will be eternal and the association will be eternal. Śrīla Tamākṛṣṇa Gosvāmī Mahārāj ki jai. Śrīla Prabhupāda.